I suck at jujitsu?
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
I guess you suck less.
The power powerful leader of the Hitman Squad.
Hey everybody, this is Josh McKinney, and I just want to welcome you to the newest episode of the I Suck at Jiu-Jitsu Show. So today we are going to go old school on the show. We're going to go with a guide. And I think that we haven't done an episode like this. It just got too hard to keep up with, but it's been a really long time since we have just done a complete guide type of episode where we look at how to solve a problem. It's maybe going to be specific for a lot of people and going to help a lot of people. And so today we are going to talk about why you aren't getting promoted in jiu-jitsu. And I know that there are other reasons, right? For maybe a couple of percent of people, there are power struggle reasons, or your coach just doesn't like you reasons, and that's why you're not getting promoted. But I would say I really think a very high percentage, over 95% of people, the reason that they aren't getting promoted is all the same. And I have authority on this because I have dealt with this. And I'll tell you guys about that when I was a blue and purple belt. And then as I became a black belt, I started to get my students they started running into the same problem. And I started to do this thing, and I'm going to give you guys all kinds of stories and examples of it, but do this idea, and it was really, really simple, but it totally changed things, and it got people getting promoted, even people that were stuck, and people that had been white belts for a long time, and I knew the reason that they were still white belts was because they weren't getting better, or they weren't getting better at the pace that everybody else was. And so, it didn't have to do with liking people or not, but I just know that this was that this method works. I'm just going to give you guys kind of at least an explanation of it, especially because for me right now, I've had to go back to this method, and it's really weird to do that because I got to this point where I was just always getting better at jiu-jitsu. It didn't require much thought. My schedule was perfect. Everything was exactly the way it should be, and I was getting better all the time. And then we'll talk about the rock that was thrown through my window then, and my child, my son. And then we'll talk about just how much of an adjustment that was. And we're going to look at all of that stuff today. And we're really going to kind of solve a problem for a lot of people. And I also, little spoiler alert, while I guess this is still the intro, little spoiler alert, I think we have a cool, really unique opportunity for a couple I Suck at Jiu-Jitsu Show listeners. And I will explain that at the commercial in the middle of the episode probably. But without further ado, let's go ahead and get into today's episode about why you're not getting promoted in jiu-jitsu and why I wasn't getting promoted in jiu-jitsu, why my students weren't getting promoted in jiu-jitsu, and how we can all fix it. All right, guys. So in the intro, we kind of talked about the problem. The problem is you aren't getting promoted. My reason is most likely it is because you are just not getting better. And there are all kinds of different reasons that people don't get better at jiu-jitsu. But I really have found one solution that seems to cover all of those reasons. And we'll kind of explain this as we get through. And so I'll just kind of tell you guys about my personal development. I've been doing jiu-jitsu for like 16 years now. And in that time, I was not always getting really, really good really, really quickly. But there were times in my jiu-jitsu, anytime you do it consistently, we talk about it all the time, you have peaks and you have valleys. And most of the time, or at least peaks and plateaus, and most of the time for people, while they're having these, they act like, they think, they believe, and I did the same thing, that there is no reason that this is happening. Like, oh man, I just stopped getting better, you know? And the truth is, there was probably a reason for your peak. There was probably a reason for you getting better in that period of time that you started to get better in. And we can almost use that, and we can almost kind of define that today. And I really think it'll make a huge difference for a lot of people. And so kind of where I look at my journey is when I started training, I was, doing jiu-jitsu because my mom made me. I was doing jiu-jitsu because I was overweight. I was 14 years old. I had, nothing else I was doing. And I needed something that would, give me a purpose in my life. And I also needed to lose weight. And after I did that, I started to actually care about getting better. I started to compete. And in that time, like, I had a ton of peaks and I had a ton of plateaus. And one of the first times I really started getting good was when my dad and I, he took me out of school, which is, if you're a dad, you're a parent and your child does jiu-jitsu and they love jiu-jitsu, taking them out of school one day to do a private lesson, to drive a couple hours and do a private lesson with somebody really good, that is one of the coolest things ever. I guarantee you there was nothing that I missed, and I was in high school. There was nothing I missed in high school that day that was relevant, but I learned some jiu-jitsu things that would change my life, and it was also just this fun, fond memory that I have of me and my dad driving. I think we drove 3 hours to Indiana, and we did a private lesson with Jack McVicker, and we got to train with him, and Jack was like, man, Josh, you're getting a lot better. I learned from him quite a few times at that point, but he's like, you're getting a lot better. This is what you need to do now. And he started to just explain to stop doing jiu-jitsu, basically just rolling live from somebody's guard or rolling live from the feet over and over and over again. He's like, you need to start positional sparring. You need to start in specific spots that you want to work. And how he explained it, and I think about this analogy still, and this is when I was a blue belt, this was when I was probably 17, he explained it like this. Each position is like you are a pilot. And he's like, and to get a pilot, yeah, you gotta learn, you have to do all these other things. He goes, but the big thing you have to do is you have to get hours flying your plane. And he said, like each position in jiu-jitsu, you just get time in that position. That is how you get good at it. You just get reps and reps and reps. And if you break that position down and you don't go, okay, we're gonna make this position, let's see who wins by submission here, right? One of us wins by submission and the round is over. And we don't do that. And we go, okay, why don't we define, we're gonna start in De La Hiva guard, you have my pant leg, and then we'll stop at the first score, or if we just get completely out of position and we're playing in a different guard or something like that. And you just go back and forth for a couple minute rounds, you get so much better at De La Hiva guard. It's not even close. And, this was like really my first introduction into like truly focusing on one idea or one move or one position. And that is the big reveal on this episode, is that is the reason that most people do not get better, the solution, I guess, for most people that don't get better and aren't getting promoted, is that they don't focus. And you want your jiu-jitsu school to provide everything. You just have to show up at 6 p.m. and learn from the coach, and then by 7 p.m. you'll be great at jiu-jitsu. But the problem is it just doesn't work that way. It takes so much effort to actually be good. And one of the places that effort starts, and then what gets that effort to just be efficient, to just matter, is whether or not you have focus. And we're going to actually look at kind of four different types of focus in jiu-jitsu, but we're going to really make this simple at the end. And so I know that this is a long explanation of one idea, but this idea, it just seems to be all that matters in jiu-jitsu. And I have some stories for you guys that are going to explain this and make it way easier. And again, the reason that I'm talking about this is because 4 months ago, my wife had a baby. It was our first baby, and I haven't been getting sleep. I have been busy with a lot of other things, and other than training jiu-jitsu, you know, I'm mostly busy with being a dad, but then trying to keep the podcast going and trying to keep everything else, all the other plates spinning right now. It's just been hard. And then what is going to be the thing that you cut out when you don't have time? It's your jiu-jitsu training. It's your, you know, very selfish jiu-jitsu schedule that you have. And that is kind of what happened to me for the last few months. And even, honestly, even a little bit before she had the baby, just in preparation and then trying to be ready. That being said, it put me in this weird place. It put me in a place where I was no longer just gonna get good at jiu-jitsu because I got to be on the mats and I had this well thought out schedule that really worked for me and made it easy for me to physically be able to train and not deal with injuries and stuff or deal with as many. And it allowed me to just be training really hard and get good through that. And so I just had this big shock to my training where I was like, okay, maybe I'm going to get one day a week this week, maybe two. And even those two, they're just during classes where I have a small class and I find like, okay, I can roll. That was what happened in my training. And so I had to go back to this course that I made. And this is something I never actually released. It was this idea, I called it MAPS. It was Master Any Position in 6 Weeks. And I don't even know if I've talked about this on the podcast before, because I made this course before I ever had a podcast and before I ever thought about doing a podcast. It was just like, oh man, I'm going to sell something online with jiu-jitsu because I am learning how to teach and people need help with teaching and people need help with getting their students to the next level. And so that was one of the first, I was actually the first product ever designed. I was a newer brown belt, but I had been a coach for a few years. And so I went back to that and I've just spent the last 6 weeks playing master any position in 6 weeks. And by week like two, I was getting so much help from it, just going back to, hey man, even if I'm not going to get to train every single day this week, even if I only get to train twice, if I have the right focus and I am engaged and I am present in that time, I'm going to get better. And I honestly, I've gotten better again. And so it's like, oh, thank God I still have that. But I'll even kind of talk about how easy it is for this to happen for people and how if you don't identify it, you will stay on a plateau for a very long time. And so, or you'll stay on a plateau long enough that you quit. And so, we're going to go through and we're going to kind of talk. And so I think one of the first places that focus matters is being mindful, is just being engaged while you're at the gym. I know we all have this goal of wanting to hit a specific amount of nights a week of training, but sometimes it's not going to happen. Sometimes we get even more time to train. Maybe there's a seminar that weekend or a camp, and we get to train even more that weekend, but it's just different for our schedule. And we have to, you know, with that varying time of how much we actually get to dedicate to jiu-jitsu, you have to be engaged during that time. If you are not mindful, meaning If you are thinking about tax season coming up, or you are thinking about where you're going for dinner that night, or you're thinking about just anything else that isn't what you guys are learning, I can still tell that, like, when I teach a move, and it's always been this way, the best guys in the room always are the most engaged guys in the room. And it's not because they're enamored by what I've taught. They've probably seen what I'm teaching more times than anybody else has. But a lot of the lower level guys, and a lot of the guys that kind of seem stuck, they're letting their mind wander, and they're, you know, looking up at the ceiling and not paying attention. And we'll look at just how to deal with that. We've talked about this on the show, but if you struggle with focusing on a just when the coach is teaching something, I guess if it's because your coach is just not a great communicator, or they don't have anything to offer, then I guess that is the, you know, that's not your fault. But I mean, I have learned so much. I've learned details and things that I still use and teach from coaches that aren't very good. And they didn't know a whole lot, but they had one little detail. And the only reason I was able to get that detail is because I was focused. And so how you get good at just the focus in each night is you just get reps of it. When somebody is teaching, even if it's not in a class, maybe you just ask somebody a question, and when they start to show you, you pay attention and you really listen to what they're trying to tell you, what they're trying to explain. And then if you have a question, you ask it. And that is something that will keep you so much more engaged and keep you so much more focused. But you just look at this as reps. If you have a 30-minute, 45-minute, hour class where you're learning stuff, you'll get to start. And you focus in, and then when your mind starts to wander and you catch yourself, just go, oh, okay, that was one rep of focus, go back. And then it starts to happen again, oh no, go back. And you just get in that habit, and what will start to happen is you will start to notice things about moves that you've seen multiple times and be like, oh, that's really good. Or, I don't understand why. Why is that? You know, and that will help you so much. Even without kind of doing this, this is kind of like the micro version of what we're going to be talking about, but even not going bigger, if you just fixed that habit, if you just go, okay, whatever we're learning in class, I'm going to really be engaged in it. When we're drilling it, I'm going to focus on getting all the little parts of it to work well and to be able to do it kind of efficiently. So then when I start to actually apply it to training, I'm actually able to hit it. I'm actually able to enjoy that move. And naturally what starts to happen is you will start to go, okay, well, I need to hit more knee cuts. I'm hitting them a little bit. I liked when coach showed it to us. That detail made a huge difference. And then you'll start to get better. You're going to get promoted when you do that. We're going to talk more in detail, though, about how to make that happen. And so kind of the next version of focus, I guess we've already kind of talked about it, is focusing in individual rounds. This is something that is really hard for people. And I talk to a lot of black belts that this is hard for, but I do know that it makes such a big difference in jiu-jitsu for so many people. It makes such a difference in progression. And it is dissecting what happened in the round that you were in, right? And so here are kind of my thoughts on that. I think it's so hard for people to remember what happened in their round, okay? But then on top of that, if you're a white belt, how do you go, okay, well, this is what happened in my round. I lost. I wanted to win, and I couldn't win. What do I do now, right? I'm a white belt. I didn't have the skill or the knowledge to win me that round. Of course, you could just ask a question, right? That is really, really simple. You can just go and ask somebody a question. But like, say you walk up to the coach who just beat you down for the last 6 minutes and you're like, hey, what did I do wrong here? You know, like, you did 10,000 things wrong. I beat you at every second of the round. What do you mean, what did you do wrong? And so what I kind of look at with that, I think, is making sure that I remember what happened in the rounds. And the only way to do that that I've ever found, obviously you can record your round, but still that doesn't fix the problem of not being able to analyze what's going on. But what you do is you choose a move and you say, for the next period of time, I am going to focus on this one technique, this one move. You can kind of decide off of what is the place that you are in the most. You know, not even look at it as offense or defense, but just be like, okay, well, I'm always stuck on top in close guard, just stuck. With all my training partners, I just can't seem to beat it. So that's what you work on. You go, okay, I need to choose a move from here to master and to focus on for 6 weeks. It'll be easy because during all your live roles, you're already getting stuck there anyway. And what'll happen is you're going to start to figure out either your guard pass, your guard break, or whatever, or your crazy choke on top from closed guard like a psychopath. I just think that that type of concentration, when you are training in your live rounds, that type of actually knowing what happened can only come if you are focused on one thing. But when you focus on that one thing, okay, beating closed guard. Now, we've always talked about this. We talked about this, I think, from episode one on the podcast. That drive home after training, you know, where you have some endorphins from getting beat up, but you know, you had fun. You got to see your friends. You got to train hard. You got to get some movement, and you were heading back to real life to go shower and kind of usually jiu-jitsu is what is on your mind there. And when that's happening, you're most of the time going, oh, wait, what happened with that guy? What happened with that round? What happened with that round? But if you focused on one move, you would always be going, okay, well, I was stuck in this position, but I was trying to get to side control to do my one move, you know, to focus on my one move. And then he did this to stop my one move. And that is where you can now start to analyze your rounds. As you go, okay, well, he stopped me from hitting my Americana from side control. And he just pulled his elbow in tight. Well, now you have a specific question to ask your coach. Your coach won't freaking hate you for asking such a general question about, what did I do wrong, right? You want to avoid that. If you are just hoping that somebody who is beating you down can tell you what you were doing wrong, it's just, I don't think it's possible. Most of the time when people ask me that, it's hard for me to have a good answer. Because I'm focused on my jiu-jitsu. I'm focused on me getting better at that time, right? And so you only will learn that reason for being able to analyze. You only learn that by focus. You only learn that by having something, when you're being mindful in class, you have something that you're able to pick out and go, okay, well, I am really getting good now at, or I'm really just getting stuck now in this position. I'm there a lot. Might as well get good at something, right? And so that is kind of what I went back to. And I'm going to kind of go over some stories of when I used this idea of just focus on a specific move for myself and when I did it for my students. And it made a huge difference. And so we will go into this kind of idea when it comes to getting good at jiu-jitsu. We talk about this constantly. I always give you guys the two things you need. And I really think that this this concept has remained true as I've seen all kinds of new training methods come out. Two things you need to get good at jiu-jitsu is you need understanding and you need repetition, right? Some training methods cover those things more. Some training methods are better for understanding. Some training methods are better for repetition. But being mindful in class, just being mindful in training, being engaged when you are rolling live, having a focus when you're rolling live, that is the simplest way to accomplish understanding and repetition. Because repetition is tough when you're just rolling live. Who knows how many reps of something you actually need, how many times you have needed to accomplish this task before you start to get really good. But let's just, for sake of argument, say it was 10,000. You need 10,000 reps to be like black belt level at a move or an idea. And who knows if that's actually true? Who knows? You need the understanding too, right? You need, there are better reps, right? A rep in a positional spar, a rep in a live roll, that is really seeing this move or this idea in action and knowing that it works. A rep with zero resistance, it's hard because you don't know if it's actually working. Okay. And so, when it comes to getting good at something and accomplishing that many reps of it, you really need focus on it. If you don't focus on it, especially for a period of time, I always would look at 6 weeks as that's the shortest amount of time that I would focus on a move or an idea. And when I would look at those 6 weeks, I would go, okay, well, these 6 weeks, all I'm going to focus on is my scissor sweep from closed guard because I am in closed guard constantly. My takedowns suck. I like to pull guard anyway, and I'm able to tie people up in closed guard. And so that's all I'm focused on. If I hit anything else, great, but I am focused on hitting closed guard scissor sweeps. And then on my drive home, I am asking myself, hey, why didn't I hit that scissor sweep? I'm now no longer asking myself, what happened in that round? I'm asking myself why. I am now self-analyzing. And again, this only comes from focusing on it for a very good period of time. When you focus on something for the night, yes, being mindful, like I said, it can really help you. Just going in with that mindset, that micro mindset of just like, I'm going to be mindful every second. I'm going to be mindful every second of this training session. As much as that is an awesome habit, it's just so hard to accomplish. It's so much easier to accomplish it if you are already coming in with kind of this little bit of focus that you pay attention to. Like, man, when I get to get reps of this, I will. When we do open training, I'm going to try to I'll either positional spar where I can hit my move. You know, I was trying to hit closed guard scissor sweeps. I'll positional spar closed guard scissor sweeps or closed guard and then just really focus on my scissor sweep. And what will eventually happen is you will hit way more reps of scissor sweep than anything else. And when you have one thing that you are like excellent at jiu-jitsu, it'll make you way better at jiu-jitsu, but it'll actually get you promoted. And the reason I say that is because even if it doesn't work that first time, even if you develop this black belt level scissor sweep, but your coach still won't give you your first stripe on your white belt, he probably hates you, but maybe you can't, develop this scissor sweep and you finally get good at that scissor sweep. You get to black belt level at it. What's going to happen is your closed guard armbar, your closed guard choke, maybe your something for you from closed guard is going to get better. Why? Because you're going to end up getting reps of it every time you're missing your scissor sweep. And you're always going to be trying to hit your scissor sweep because it's the one thing that you can hit on anybody. And then here's the other thing. You're going to land in mount. you're going to naturally start to be getting better at mount because you are getting reps of mount. Of course, they're not as mindful. You're not as focused. And then if you start to go, oh, well, I'm also in mount. Let me have this move. And this is my only focus for mount. Now you have two focuses. It seems like you don't have any focus, right? So you just go, no. I'm staying for 6 weeks on this one move. Now, at the end of 6 weeks, I can move to mount. I'm already getting to mount all the time. I'm a black belt at this one scissor sweep. Now I need to develop a cross collar choke for mount. And so that is, we're going to talk a lot more about like the periods of it. That's the general idea. That's all we're going to talk about today, or all we're focused on today is focusing for a period of time. Focusing each night that you get to train, even when you're only training one or two nights a week, this makes such a difference. I literally could name 50 students that train with me right now that have done this over the years and still just now get better on their own without me reminding them to focus on something, without me messing with anything. They just get better on their own. Literally, I have like 50 students that get so good so fast. And it's because they use this idea of you focus on one thing. If you're trying to focus on more than one thing, you don't have a focus. You focus on one thing, a place that you are at a lot, and you get good at accomplishing that task. You get good at winning that positional spar. You get good at whatever that is. And what happens is you get so much better. I'll give you a first story of kind of first example because it's somebody who's been on the podcast and you guys will like this because this is gold. So when we were first really, I was really getting into this idea. I was just seeing with my students, I was a brown belt, like, man, these guys are getting so good. The ones that I told like, hey, you're really good at this, you know, or you're stuck in this closed guard position. Hit this scissor sweep. Just focus on this for 6 weeks. And I would give that task and then they would do it. And then what would happen is like they would start to get better at something else. They would start to get better at mount and they would get really good at jiu-jitsu. And it came actually from this one statement from Marcelo Garcia that really made me tie it into like, no, this is a program. 6 weeks, focus on this, you're going to get good. The one thing, that the statement, the sentence that maybe paragraph, who knows? I was skipping school, driving to Indiana to do private lessons, bro. Who knows? The one thing that I remember like when I was learning to be a coach was this Marcelo Garcia quote, and he said, make sure that people learn one thing, or the best way to get good at jiu-jitsu is to learn one thing, I think. And his reasoning behind it was what changed it for me was he goes, because you always hear that, like, oh, just focus. But you don't do it, right? And I think it's because a lot of us just aren't sold on its value. And so when people are telling us to focus all the time, the reason that that matters is because if it will start to get you good at one thing. And when you get good at one thing, you now know how to get good at a second thing. And jiu-jitsu is, as we said in the beginning, it is all of these individual positions that you have to get good at, right? Yes, you're grappling as a whole, but it is all these individual fights that you have to get good at. You've got to get repetition of it. And so that idea from Marcelo Garcia is like you focus on one thing for for a period of time, you get good at it, and now you know how to get good at jiu-jitsu. Then you just do that, right? And it's just so simple. So then when we really started to apply this, I have a few stories that I remember specifically that like just sold me. I was like, yeah, this is absolutely easiest way for people to get good quickly at jiu-jitsu is focusing on one thing for a period of time. I remember with Logan Wayne, he was, I, I don't think he was stuck at blue belt. I think he was stuck at purple belt. And he was just at this point, and he had been training for a long time. And he was just at this point where he was like frustrated, and he was training every class. He was there every night. And it's like, man, I'm not getting better. I'm not beating the guys I feel like I should beat. And then we kind of got talking about it, and like, we decided like, yeah, man, let's, how about we just mess with this? How about we just focus on one position for you, one move? And we decided he had the idea of doing a guillotine. And, I go, okay. And I'm, you know, still experimenting with how to do this. Going back, I would have said, okay, focus on the guillotine for 6 weeks and then we'll move on. I go, okay, I want you to hit 500 live reps, meaning in positional spar or in regular live rolling of your guillotine, and see how good you get at guillotine. See how good it makes your jiu-jitsu. And I remember he would check in with me every class. He would send me a message on Facebook Messenger and say, hit three tonight. Now I'm at, you know, 497. But the first few weeks, it was like, hit one, didn't hit any tonight. Oh, hit another one, didn't hit any tonight. Then it was like, hit three, hit one, hit three. And then there was this point where it was like, hit 12, hit 16 tonight. And it was like, it was that compounding of focus. It doesn't happen with any other move. It wasn't like I just said, okay, now focus on everything, Logan, and that is going to work for you, and then you're going to hit all of these moves 16 times a class. No, it was those months. It took him, I want to say it was like 3 or 4 months, which was super fast for 500 live reps with the gym that we had back then. Everybody was very tough. You didn't have a lot of brand new guys to test these moves out on. And to get a lot of your reps on. But man, did those kids, class kids, eat guillotines, dude. They were just, they all had sore throat. Every kid was out of school for strep throat because of all those guillotines. No, just joking. He was hitting them on adults. But anyway, that was a really specific one. But then I remember this other time, and I thought that this was the coolest time early on for me, when I was like, oh, this works so well. This matters so much. And it was, I had two students, and I'll say their names because, you know, they're good guys. I don't want to, you know, I won't mock them on this. So, I think it will be fine that I say their names, but it was Ryan and JD, and they were both white belts. And I remember other guys at the gym. It was just a fun environment when we were really small. And other guys that were like blue and purple belts were upset that Ryan and JD weren't getting to blue belt level. Not that they weren't getting promoted, but they were just like, man, these guys seem to be struggling. And they're as consistent as anybody. They're in all the time. Why aren't they getting better? And I actually sat them down together. It was the only time I did this, but I sat them down together and I go, hey guys, you both are so consistent, but you're not getting as good as a lot of the other guys. And I said, I want you both to choose one move and we're just going to focus on it for the next 6 weeks. And I just remember telling them that, and they were like, okay. And they both, I don't even remember what moves they chose, but they both chose a move. And I remember it like week 4 or 5, watching them roll with other people in the gym and then watching them roll together. And I was like, holy cow. These guys went from white belts that were never going to get to blue belt to blue belts in like a month, maybe a month and a week. And it was simply having a focus, you know? And it was that, I think it was also that social contract of, well, I'm really committing for the next 6 weeks to get good at this one thing, this one move, this one idea. And so, those were two really cool stories. But like I said, now that is one of the standard ways for, you know, like for me as a coach, I think a lot of what gets people better is not the class that I teach, but the positions that we all make sure to spar, the kind of the reps that are gotten, and just that they are good reps for everybody. And then the other thing I think that really matters as a coach is those individual conversations, those individual little goals that your coach gives you of like, oh, try this, do this. No, think about it this way. Or the big one that I have always pushed my students that are struggling and are like, they should be getting better than they are. Like, okay, let's focus for a little bit. Just focus on this one thing. And they always will be like, oh, well, and then I can do this too. No. You're not focused on that. All you do for the next 6 weeks, all you do for the next 3 months even, is focus on this one thing. And that's it. And so that is kind of, that's kind of the thing that we're talking about. And we're going to take a quick commercial and we're going to come back and we are going to look at application. We're going to look at more ideas on how to actually focus, how to choose a move. But first, I'm going to give you guys that opportunity that I told you about for a couple of you. And let's go ahead and we'll give it away to Josh for the commercial. Hey guys, Josh McKinney. Just wanted to tell you really quick about something exciting that we have for you. And it is this opportunity for four of you guys. What it's going to be is this idea that we've been talking about today of just focus is built off Master Any Position in 6 weeks. Master Any Position in 6 weeks, as I told you before, is a course that I created. It was actually through email that I created 7 years ago. And when I did that, I kind of just left it alone until now. And actually over the last 6 weeks that I've been going through the course, I revamped it and I turned it into a podcast series. Now, the podcast series is not going to be out for a little bit. It's because I want to add some more perspective to this podcast series. And that is where four of you come in. What we're going to do is we're going to open up four spots for we'll say either 6 weeks to 12 weeks of six private lessons total with me through Zoom. Okay. And so through those Zoom meeting conversations, we're going to be helping you decide what to focus on, talk you through being able to analyze stuff. And I'm going to give you kind of different goals to accomplish through this podcast, because you're going to be an early listener to this premium podcast that we have, this premium course that we have that we've been working on with Master Any Position in 6 weeks. But as you go through this, we will record our Zoom meeting so we can add it to the final course so people can get some help. They can be able to kind of get a very personalized experience. And that is going to be available for four of you. And so I'm actually taking my private lesson, my 6 week six private lesson cost, and cutting it in half, because you're going to be doing me a big favor too. And so if you want to get in on that, you want to find out pricing, you want more information, send me an email, josh@simplifyingjujitsu.com. I know that is such a stone age way of requesting, but we're going to be communicating a lot while we're doing this course. And so, if you want more info on pricing or anything, just send me a message. You can also send me a message on Instagram. I don't always get those. It's going to be way more consistent to send me an email. But that being said, if you want to be one of those four people that want to help me finish this course, you want info on pricing, just shoot me an email, shoot me an Instagram message. And yeah, that's all I have for you. Let's get back into this episode. Let's talk some application. All right, guys, and we're back. So we're going to finish off this episode. I'm going to give you guys how I use this program, use this set of ideas to fix those dad life problems, and how much it has helped me. And then I'm going to give you guys some other thoughts on just applying these ideas of focus with obviously our underlying goal, so we can get recognition. You know, we can get some belt promotions, man. But then also just so we can get better at jiu-jitsu, we can get better at grappling, we can win more rounds, we can win more tournaments, or whatever your reasoning may be. But like I said, training had been bad. Starting to get back, I was starting to get back to some harder training sessions too. But really what changed it for me was just kind of this little bit of focus. And all I needed was to just look at what had been working for me and looking for kind of where I had, when I had been going against guys that I was quite a bit better than, what was like, what was I hitting a lot of? Where was I at a lot of? Because then when I was going with guys that I wasn't as good as, or that I wasn't, you know, in as good of shape with, or whatever, what would happen is I would be going for those same moves and they wouldn't work. And so that was what showed me, okay, well, I'm not going to tell you guys specifically what I worked on because that's a whole secret in itself. But I just started to work on basically one move again. And, you know, just one little idea. Honestly, it was one grip on one move that I started to really focus on. And it just became for me about accomplishing that grip and accomplishing that task just over and over and over in every single round that I got over the last 6 weeks. And there was one week that I still only got to train one time. I would say I got to train about an average of three times every other week. But still, there was a period where my schedule still wasn't perfect. And it has made such a difference to just kind of get back to having a focus. And honestly, I'm not off that focus yet. I've done it for 6 weeks. If you guys know me, I will spend crazy periods of time focused on a move. I will spend, if you guys know about the duck guard, you were there for me. You were there with me with the podcast basically the entire time. I had just started doing it before I started the podcast. But I worked on it for like 18 months before I made a video about it, you know, made a course about it. And then which you can get at simplifyingjiu-jitsu.com. And then I went into, you know, like probably another year of getting better at it. That's like, it's funny. I have better ways of explaining and better ways of using a lot of the stuff that I covered in the duck guard. And so, yeah, I just think that came from a crazy amount of focus. So this idea can be used like even broader, right? I really love the Henry Aikens quote of don't go wider, go deeper. And that is, for most of our jiu-jitsu, that is the answer. When you ask a good black belt his best move, like what do you hit the most, he is going to show you details on it that you've never seen. He is going to be like, oh, this, check this out, right? And he is going to tell you little things, make little statements about this position that you've never heard of before, right? His own personal thoughts. And you're going to be like, holy cow, why is that? Why does he have that? Well, it's because he spent years doing that one move and not bouncing around from all kinds of other places. This is, whether it was just the position he was finding himself in or the position he decided he wanted to try to force and get better at, he did that, right? He accomplished that over the years. And the truth is, this understanding of repetition, you know, is, you know, we're kind of showing a hack for it, but this is the only way that people get good at jiu-jitsu. This is the only way that people get good at grappling, is they understand and they do reps. Oh, well, you know, there's no techniques. Okay, well, it's still understanding and repetition. It is still us explaining a task or a goal for you to accomplish, and then you getting reps and reps and reps of accomplishing it. Just knowing it is not enough. And then just accidentally getting reps of things, like, you know, accidentally accomplishing those goals without any mindfulness, is still not enough. You have to do both. You have to know where you're trying to go, what you're trying to accomplish, and then be really good at accomplishing it. Get a lot of reps of doing it. And so I've given you guys a lot of, you know, what it's been for me, but I want to also explain, what if you are a brand new guy? What if, you know, like, I know that I tried to keep this language-wise and just explanation-wise as simple as possible. There's so much content in this episode, but I really tried to keep it as understandable as possible. So I'm sure that there are a lot of beginners still listening to this episode. One, send me an email. Be one of the four people to get in on kind of the beta test of this course, because I think for a beginner, you would probably end up with the most questions that could be solved. But the real question is, like, how early can this apply, right? Is this something you need to be a blue belt for? Is this something, like, you need to be late at white belt? You know, is this something only black belts do? No, this is something that if you start somebody with their first bit of time in jiu-jitsu, they will get good at it. They will get good at this habit. I remember Bryce and his brother Brian. Bryce, who produces the podcast. Brian, who, if you guys saw in the dog vlog, his toe broke in half. It was horrible. Definitely should check that episode out. I'll link that episode if you want to see something gruesome that we should not have shown, that will probably get us demonetized on YouTube. Those guys, I remember when they both came in, they were just really, really eager to learn. And sometime during like lockdowns. And so they had mats in their house and they were just asking me about training. And the biggest thing I was talking about with them was like, yeah, focus on one thing. And they both, Brian, it was Kimura, and then Bryce, it was guillotine. And they both just like had a focus. They got good. And it continued to help them get better and better and better faster, right? And so that is really the main idea. That is the main thing that makes people good at jiu-jitsu. And there's all kinds of other ways to train jiu-jitsu. I actually talk about this in the big course, there's got to be a period after your focus where you kind of do plateau a little bit. It's just normal. There just has to be. It's like, so if you had, for instance, this is how we'll kind of finish this episode. But if you kind of had, this position that, we in the course call it a common position. If you had this common position that you've been in 90% of the time, every time you're rolling, you're in bottom side control, right? All you have to do is be able to identify that. However new you have to be, you know, 6 weeks in when you're starting to live roll, maybe live roll the first night. But when you are finding yourself like, okay, I'm always here. I just like out of every other position, you know, I'm in a million other positions for the other 20%, but 80% of the time I am in bottom side control. Now you start to really focus on escaping bottom side control. Some guys are going to get to mount. Some guys are going to take your back. It's going to advance the position for some people. Sometimes you're going to get to half guard. Sometimes you're going to get to close guard. You're going to take that one huge position. And you're probably going to start to split it up in a lot of different places eventually. What that means is now it's going to be very hard to identify for most of us the next position to work. Obviously, if we're sweeping somebody to mount a bunch, working on a finish for mount, working on mount maintenance, that's obvious, right? But what if that's not the case? What if you're working something defensive, right? And we're going close guard, and then it's like, or we're going half, or we're going bottom side control, we're escaping. I'm like, dang, now we're getting the pressure put on us again. Shoot, what are we going to do? And so I think you're kind of able to fix that with taking periods where you just roll. And you just go back to training again for, you know, and maybe you just set it for like 2 weeks after your 6 week period of focus. Like, I'm just going to roll. I don't care. I just don't care what happens in rounds. I'm just getting reps of trying to win rounds. And, that is, That's the big closing secret, is because so often if you're always like, well, then 6 weeks from now, I'm going to be focused on this. And then 6 weeks after this, I'm going to be focused on this. Sometimes you chose the wrong things and you end up wasting your time, or you end up not being engaged. You end up not being able to study. And so, what's cool about this course that I have is that it will teach you how to study different things. It will teach you how to stay engaged. It will teach you how to just do so much. It is most of my jiu-jitsu learning knowledge packed into 6 weeks. And so that's all I have for you guys today. I think that just wanted to do a different episode today. Just wanted to change it up, and glad we got to. And if you guys are interested, send me an Instagram message, send me an email, and I will send you pricing. Like I said, it is half off what it would cost to do 6 private lessons with me. So the pricing is really good on it for all that you will get. But I do think that you need to be committed to want to do it. It is, you know, it's going to be hard. It's going to be an adjustment, but when you do it, it's going to make such a difference. You're going to get so much better faster. And then I'm going to have your mug plastered on video on the, you know, sales page of this course, where you're like, dude, I did this master any position in 6 weeks and I am a black belt at bottom buggy chokes from bottom side control. I am the king of the buggy. I don't know, that would be a weird ad. But anyway, that's all I have for you guys today. Hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. And most importantly, I hope that today's episode helps you guys suck just a little bit less at jiu-jitsu. Have a great day, guys.